Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send in those scenarios, and we will be the judge. We're the judges of jerkdom here on this program. So Sunday afternoon during the snowstorm, me and my 13-year-old son are in my open garage with a mesh net that closes with magnets over the door, putting the finishing touches on his brand new dirt bike he got for his birthday. I noticed two ladies walking by my house, and one is holding something all bundled up in a blanket in her arms. She then reverses and walks all the way up the driveway to the mesh net and asks, "Can I use your floor to rewrap my cat?"
What?
I explained to her that I would rather she didn't, as the net is there because we have pet birds that we want to keep in, but more importantly, it's there to keep cats out. And then I pointed out the multiple safety pins I have securing it shut, in addition to the magnets that would all need to be undone. And yeah, I ain't taking off my gloves and doing all that for some dumb cat. She did her little annoyed sound and turned away, and her friend that was waiting on the sidewalk asked her what I said. After learning that I had turned her away, the other lady yelled something up at me about how I was a jerk. So I politely, I politely invited her to, can I say this?
To F off.
No. Alright, you guys be prepared if I can say this or not, okay? Politely invited her to suck a fart out of my butt. She declined. Am I the jerk for not letting some
There's no way this is real. Come on.
Weird lady out walking her cat in the snow like a baby in my garage so she can rewrap it in its blanket.
What in the world did you just read to me?
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to read that part like exactly word for word.
Oh, to rewrap my cat.
That's why I was like, hey, you guys have to have my back if it's something that I can't
No, you're
say.
Not a jerk for some random person that wanted to come into your garage with their animal. I don't think you're a jerk. I mean.
Yeah, I feel like.
I just don't think you're a jerk.
I don't think he is either. And just because you're asking something, that's the reason that you ask someone a question
right.
with the possibility of them saying no. To your request,
yeah,
even how you feel, maybe
right.
it's not even putting anyone out.
This is the most bizarre one we've ever gotten.
We've got some weird ones.
They're walking their cat, which is weird to begin with.
Well, it was in a blanket.
Okay, that's still weird.
Walking
like you're carrying
with
your cat around
yeah.
like a baby in a blanket. You walk up to somebody. This dude randomly has birds. Oh, you can't have your cat coming in my mesh garage because I have birds. And then she gets mad that cat baby blanket person can't go inside bird garage, and so guy says
so since you put it like that
so then the guy goes suck a fart from my butt. What, are you kidding? How's this real? God.
Look, we just take in the scenarios and evaluate them
right.
I mean, who says that?
Boy, I don't know, but I may start.
I mean,
it's pretty good.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, I may start saying
yes.
So I'm going to say yes. We're saying no. You're not.
No, not a jerk at all. I mean, this is one of the most bizarrely random scenarios we've ever read. Suck a fart from my butt.
Okay.
Don't say it anymore.
We got it.
Send
Who
more like that,
that,
though. More jerks like that.
Not even my brain has ever thought to tell that to somebody.
Boy, that's saying something.
I think it's in there now.
It is. So, all right, I'm going to tell this guy. Hold on.
Yeah, watch out, Media Center. Watch out. All right, let's see. Am I? I put sardines on the axle of my children's mother's truck. When the axle start warming up while she's driving, the smelts start cooking and the odor makes its way into the cab of the vehicle. Also, a harmonica was zip tied to the undercarriage. When the truck is moving, it sounds like a kid is just blowing away.
What?
I've seen memes like that before where someone will put a whole bunch of like kazoos in the exhaust pipe of their wife's truck, and then they drive off and they're like, what is that sound? And they'll turn around.
Are we on drugs? What?
Are we getting ball sack?
Something stink here.
Did you just say he
put sardines?
Sardines. Okay, he put sardines on the car.
Yeah.
And also a harmonica zip tied to it.
Right. So when they're.
What is happening? Are you serious?
It's so insane. I want to believe it, though.
I'm reading what's in front of me. That's all
I'm
doing.
This is after cat baby blanket garage mesh bird house guy.
Boy, that sounds like a band.
Yeah.
Let's introduce cat baby blanket.
Why do you put sardines on? What?
Because the sardines are going to stink.
Right. They're going to stink it up. And then you can have a big laugh when the wife comes in and says, hey, something smells in my car.
Okay. All right.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Please.
I regularly play pickleball, cue Vivaldi, at some nearby public pickleball courts. These courts must be reserved in advance on the city's website, and you are assigned a specific court number. Boy, that is pretty hoity-toity. There are 6 courts. There are 3 entrance exit gates to the courts at courts 1, 3, and 4. There is a beautiful paved sidewalk just outside the court fence that covers the entire 360-degree perimeter of the courts and provides access to the nearby park and all nearby parking. That's setting the scene. That, what a great email. What a great start.
I have it in my mind.
My group of 4 people, doubles, was playing on court 3. While we are playing, 2 gentlemen that I recognize as having played there for years, don't know them by name but have seen them regularly, come into court 3 entrance at separate times to interrupt our game twice to go to court 1, which has its own dedicated entrance. I don't say anything. These gentlemen 110% know exactly where court 1 is and that it has its own entrance gate. 75 minutes later, their game is concluded on court 1. All 4 of their doubles group saunter towards our court to interrupt our game again and exit through the court 3 gate. As they approach, I yell at them, "You have your own dedicated gate." They gave me a dismissive comment to the effect of, "Calm down, buddy, and you guys aren't that great at pickleball," and walk through our court anyway.
You guys can do your show.
Am I the jerk for yelling at them? Am I the jerk for not wanting to be interrupted? Are they the jerks for knowing full well what they could have gone out the court 1 entrance and walked an extra 15 feet to get to their cars without interrupting our game?
They're the jerk.
Again.
Hands down, they're the jerk. I mean, if you guys are in the middle of a game and somebody just walks through, that's them saying, "I don't care that you're here playing." They're the jerk.
Well, there's club courtesy and just like sport courtesy too. It's like you don't walk through somebody's line if they're about to putt, or even if they're just lining it, like sitting there looking at it.
And especially if it truly interrupts the game. Yeah. What's the point in that?
Like, why would you do that? No, you especially when there's an exit entrance right on your own court.
Sounds like they're rich people being taking their own priorities.
100% that person's the jerk. And I like how the guy goes, "Oh, you're not going to pick a ball anyway."
Yeah, what a tool. Who cares?
I would play a death match with him right there.
Okay,
right
I like
here,
it.
Right now.
Yes.
You,
let's
me,
go.
Now.
Loser dies.
Yep.
Google me, bitch.
Got him. What did Magic do to
him? The loser dies.
To see how great you think I am at pickleball, let's have one of those matches and see
let's
what
play
you
then.
Got.
Let's play, guy. When your life is on the line, how good are you now?
Yeah, Chief.
Ooh.
Court cutter.
Yeah, that was close.
Giant bitch.
Man, be careful.
Guys, y'all's brains are just wrong.
No, we just know you.
Our brains are wrong at this particular moment.
I'm not
right
the one
now.
Putting sardines and a harmonica on a car.
Well, I didn't either. I'm just reading what's happening here. Why are you yelling at me?
Let me rewrap my cat.
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
It's the weirdest thing I've heard today.
Hello, Invasion. I have a quandary that I would appreciate your feedback on. I listen to a radio show every day from 9 to 1. The hosts are talented and funny. Uh-oh, where is this going?
Oh, no.
The hosts are talented and funny, and in my humble opinion, they have the best producer of all the radio shows on the station. Man, is this from Travis?
No.
There is only one problem with this show, and it drives me absolutely bonkers. One
His
of the
name
hosts
is Matt.
Uses the term remarkable to highlight any situation he considers special. He says remarkable at least 10 times a show. Now, given remarkable has always been kryptonite, remarkable means, okay, just, oh, that's me. So, Invasion, am I the jerk to ask Donnie to mix in some adjectives other than remarkable?
I was going
to
say, I never say remarkable.
I have attached a link of 200-plus synonyms that he could use to replace this word. Maybe fill a fishbowl with a number of these, and whenever he wants to say remarkable, just grab a synonym from the jar. Thank you for your consideration. Man, that's awesome.
All right, what are they? Say some.
Okay, I don't know. Should I click on this link? Will I have to take some more training?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
No, you're not in the company.
Yeah, you're on the road.
Oh, okay. That's out. Let's see. Definition of remarkable, as in, so it has bizarre, odd, curious, eccentric.
Really?
Normal, uncommon, wild, outlandish, extraordinary,
okay,
crazy.
That works.
Unique,
there's
quirky,
no way that's
quaint,
word.
Screwy.
Screwy?
I like that one.
Funky.
Never
kinky.
Mind, I like that one.
That's screwy.
Outrageous.
The next time you talk about a crazy play that happened at a game, just say it was super kinky.
Puzzling, baffling, atrocious.
What
now
a remarkable
like
trade. What a kinky trade. No,
remarkable.
I don't. Yeah, bizarre and remarkable don't mean the same thing to me.
I feel like about half of those don't really mean the same thing.
I guess when you get, if you have a crutch word, and we probably have several in our bank, you talk for a living for 4 hours a day, you're going to get stuck on
mine
words.
Is interesting. I say that all the time.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
I say interesting a lot.
Have you noticed me saying remarkable a lot?
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, oh, it's Donnie.
Oh. Wait, I know who this is.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. And I guess I'm just kind of deaf.
I'm always just in my head. I'm like, man, that's bizarre. That's super kinky.
I guess in my head, it just, hey, I don't register with saying that a lot.
Yeah. I bet I say interesting 10 times a show.
Now I'm going to watch. Now I'm going to notice it.
I go, interesting. Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I think with us, a lot of people say, you know, or or as their vocal crutches. And I eliminated those a long time ago, but there's always something. So you just replace it with something else.
And, you know, I've tried to eliminate it. I'm pretty sure I do still say it. I'll just stop talking to gather my thought. So maybe sometimes I'm in the middle of a thought, and to say, not to say, I'll just stop.
Yeah.
And then gather my, shut up. See, you're doing it on purpose now.
That was on purpose. No, but
that's
I do
remarkable.
Say that.
See, that was on purpose.
Yeah, there's another one that I say all the time, too. I'm trying to remember what it is. I'll catch myself sometimes, and then you're trying to come up with some other term.
I'm going to just normally speak, and if I notice myself saying it, I'm going to mark it down to see how many times I actually say it. Because there are words that will get someone's or get their attention.
Yeah.
If they don't like it or just, okay, he says it all the time. And then it rings loudly in their ears. Even if you're not saying it a lot, it feels like every time you say it, you've said it 1,000 times.
Right, right.
So from this point forward, at least for today, when I remember it, I'm not going to try and not say it. I'll just talk and speak normally. And if I hear myself say it, I'll mark it down.
So that's the challenge.
I don't think he's a jerk for pointing it out because you just said it. I say it a lot.
Yeah, I don't think he's a jerk. I enjoyed that email. That was great.
Yeah, because it wasn't about you.
Right, exactly.
I know. I thought for sure this is going to be on me.
He loves a Donnie dog pile.
But it wasn't. Yeah, the rare Donnie dog pile.
Rare?
I feel like it's been happening more.
That's not rare at all, dude.
I say let's dog pile you.
Okay.
Have you ever really wanted to be dog piled? Like with people?
No.
As opposed to like dogs?
Yeah, why do they call it a dog pile?
Yeah, have you seen a lot of dogs just jump on top of each other
together.
Back in the wild?
No, you never do. That's now that you think about it.
See.
Man. Yeah, you don't ever walk around and see a bunch of dogs
piling. Oh, that's a dog pile. I wonder if it's like at a doggy daycare or something.
Maybe.
Do they walk around and just pile on top of each other? I don't know.
I always wanted to, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be dog piled when in sixth grade we were going to win our Little League YMCA baseball league, and I told him, I was like, all right, after the last out, you guys come run on the pitcher's mound and dogpile on
you
me.
You want to be at the bottom of it.
Yeah,
I've never wanted to. I was always the one that if that happened, I'll wait and just jump on top and then just jump right.
Because it always looks fun, like whenever somebody wins a championship and they run in and they dogpile on each other. Why do they call it dogpile?
So apparently it was named for the way that dogs naturally pile on top of each other while they play while playing or sleeping. Originated in the early 20th century, the original term was used to describe American football tackling piles as early as 1921. Before the dog pile became common in the 1930s, an earlier version in the 1800s, 1880s to be specific, was called a pig pile.
Pig pile? Huh.
I don't think that rings as well. Dog pile sounds
better.
Let's
pig pile each other.
Yeah, no, dog pile sounds
better. Yeah, way better.
Way, way better. All right, thank you. There you go. Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com. See, I learned something today.
Yep, so
did
we.
Did not know that was a crutch word of mine. We'll see how it plays out in the wild here now.